the last Walworth County Commission meeting, they had a public information meeting about the proposed Walworth County detention facility. Jail contractor Brad Homp says that the reason we need a new jail is this one is not up to code.
Why are we here? Why is this even being discussed? Not only the condition, but the design does not meet federal law, national correctional standards, definitely health, safety issues there. The bottom line is the facility that should no longer be used. And the overwhelming liability is the biggest problem. It's not a matter of if, it's when you're going to have a lawsuit because of what you have. And it won't be a couple hundred thousand or even a couple million, it'll be millions. And you'll pay for the new facility one way or the other.
He continued to talk about some of the available options.
So what options do you have? One is do nothing, continue to run as is, renovate and possibly add on to what you have, close out and contract, or build a new facility. So we look at contracting out as far as what that could cost and what some of those issues could be with contracting. Given last year's numbers, these are from your 2017 statistics, from the number of inmates that you had that were booked and had to attend court, if you were able to get into Fulton, it would have costed you $581,587, if. And then I used Pierre and Huron, because that's kind of where we start stepping out to other available jails, and then you're adding mileage and staff time and that sort of stuff. That does not include any change in price of beds. It's not necessarily a cheaper option. The other things that you want to look at with this, you still have to bring people back here to court, transport, safety issues. The other thing is your decreased law enforcement presence on the community. They're going to be basically on the road the entire time. They're not going to be available for calls.
Pomp went on to explain why they're considering a 70-bed jail over a smaller one.
Why are you considering a 70-bed jail? The reason we're looking at 70, you can run the 50-bed jail and the 70-bed jail with the same number of staff if designed appropriately, which we have, which is your three staff on duty at any given time. So what I like to use is an airplane analogy. If you've got a commercial jetliner, you've got to have a pilot, a co-pilot, and a flight attendant, no matter if you've got 50, 100 or 200 people on that flight. It's the same in the jail. You have to have those three people up to a certain point.
He went on to talk about the subtotal of the construction costs as well as ideal completion time.
Subtotal construction is about $9.3 million. Project soft costs, which would include architecture and engineering fees, interior design, landscape, civil engineering, structural engineering, mechanical, fire protection, plumbing, and so forth. In an ideal schedule. 14 months would basically take you to end of May 2020 for completion of construction.
Upcoming public meetings are Wednesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Edge Event Center in Mobridge. Thursday, June 21st, 7 p.m. at the American Legion in Hoven. In July, the Walworth County Commission is expected to vote on proceeding with full design and construction, as well as choosing a finance option. From the Dakota Radio Group Newsroom, I'm Zev Gray.